Britney Spears is receiving backlash for name-dropping black rappers while calling out her ex-husband for his alleged marijuana use. On Wednesday, she went on a rant about being labeled as a bad mother and tried to counter the point by bringing up Kevin Federline's marijuana intake. In a since-deleted Instagram post, she said that she can guarantee his house has more weed than Ludacris, 50 Cent, Jay-Z, and Puff Daddy combined. Fans took to the comments section, calling her words problematic and racist. I'll be pulling up in a 92 DeVille Cadillac with them boys losing my mind. Beyonce joins five women as the only ones to have every track on an album chart. All 16 tracks from her latest Renaissance album have landed a spot on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. She joins Cardi B, Taylor Swift, Ariana Grande, Olivia Rodrigo, and Adele as the only women to accomplish the feat. B is also just the third female artist to land at least 80 entries on the Hot 100 chart, along with Nicki Minaj and Swift. Shane Brown is set to make history as the first male country artist to perform at MTV's VMAs. Brown will perform his new song, Grand, from his upcoming album, Different Man. Other artists already set to perform at the VMAs include Anita, Marshmello, and Panic at the Disco. This year's VMAs will be held on August 28th from the Prudential Center in New Jersey. That's entertainment. I'm Paul DeCastro, NBC News Radio.